Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tanks and trains going in with American pilots and American crews. Just understand, and don't kid yourself, no matter what you all say, that's called World War III. Okay?
That's called World War III. Okay. Barnes, your take on that?
No doubt. I mean, I think Trump was following you yesterday, because it was after you went on your rant about World War III that we saw him put out his most aggressive statement yet. Came out, you know, put out his truth statement that said, after this come the nukes and the war now. And so great. I mean, that's where, for all of Trump's vices and vulnerabilities, his great strength remains his instincts on foreign policy. No dumb wars. First president to keep us out of dumb wars since at least Carter, you could arguably since Kennedy, and the first one to actually care about real trade policies to put American workers back to work since anybody, arguably. In the modern era, since before World War II. And so I think he's following what you're doing and leading and what the audience is doing by continuing to share.
That's
why
they hate InfoWars. It's not me. It's the audience. It's all the guests. It's his family. But it does have an effect on Trump. That's a good thing. Robert in Thailand, you're on the air with Robert Barnes. Go ahead.
Alex, bless you and thank you. And Robert, on behalf of Marvel fans worldwide, thank you for saving Blade. You saved Blade. You're the man who saved Blade. Thank you so much. I wanted to say that although I am Robert from Thailand, I'm probably going to be Robert from Argentina pretty soon, because it doesn't look really good with this situation. My dad worked for the Department of Energy, and he told me that 10,000 years is how long the land is going to be useless if these things go off. All the elements are converted into radioactive elements also in the ground and everywhere. So this Neil deGrasse Tyson story that's going around saying, oh, yeah, you know, we have nukes that don't spread radiation now. This is completely insane, completely, totally insane.
Well, plus if you use neutron bombs, still you have 400-plus reactors that melt down, worse than Chernobyl and worse than Fukushima. So, you know, we cannot have a nuclear war.
Yeah,
I know it's extreme. I know it's radical. It's racist. But we cannot survive a major nuclear war. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's absolutely suicidal. You know, he told me about some of these things. They have one that's like it has a whole bunch of real hockey pucks in it. They're like hockey puck looking things, and each one of them is a nuclear bomb, and it just spews these hockey pucks all over the place. This missile, and this was like decades and decades ago that they had this thing. Imagine the stuff they have now. It's just really. It has to stop.
Make sure you call. Your phone's breaking up. Robert Barnes, Leanne McAdoo's going to come in. I'm going to continue with calls while she's on. We'll be talking about World War III. We're going to air a video that came out like 2 weeks before the election in 2016. They got tens of millions of views that Darren McBreen and Leanne McAdoo put together, dealing with the scenario of Hillary saying, I will attack Russia. I will launch the nukes. Those insane statements. That's basically where we're back to. 1 minute closing comment.
We've got to continue to fight. So always remember that. Remember the power that you have. The greatest trick the devil ever pulled is convincing people he did not exist. The greatest trick the system has ever pulled is convincing you that you cannot resist. There are all kinds of ways to resist, whether it's supporting InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com to keep this information on the air, to make sure people know, to keep broadcasting the truth, to be the Paul Revere of the modern era, warning us of the disaster coming if we don't act now, to a constructive, productive, everyday ways that all of you can participate. The FBI wasn't spending days at a time looking at even small accounts if even small accounts don't matter. Every voice matters. Don't let them fool you. Don't let them trick you. Continue to resist. Remember the pandemic. Our organized efforts led here by the InfoWars audience is what stopped those lockdowns in their tracks from becoming a permanent reality of our existence. It's what pushed back against the vaccines, pushed back against
the
mandates.
And we can do it again. We have to. The future of our species is on the line. Robert Barnes, talk to you soon. Thank you.
Absolutely. Glad to be here, Alex.
This hour of anti-nuclear war heresy brought to you by Ultimate Bone Broth, back in stock, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. Liam McAdoo, straight ahead.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when you look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
The idea that we're going to send in offensive equipment and have planes and tanks and trains going in with American pilots and American crews, just understand, and don't kid yourself, no matter what y'all say, that's called World War III, okay?
The bottom line on nuclear weapons is that when the president gives the order, it must be followed. There's about 4 minutes between the order being given and the people responsible for launching nuclear weapons to do so.
As president, I will make it clear that the United States will treat cyber attacks just like any other attack. We will be ready with serious political, economic, and military responses.
They're voting for peace on planet Earth if they vote for Trump. But if they vote for Hillary, it's war.
We came, we saw, we died.
With her, you'll end up in World War III.
I want the Iranians to know that if I'm the president, we will attack Iran.
Right now, Senator, for us to control all of the airspace in Syria would require us to go to war against Syria and Russia.
The U.S. military has just raised the threat level to DEFCON 2. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton is still threatening Russia with military action following unconfirmed reports of further hacking. It's like she's not even concerned about the repercussions.
Of course not, because she's...
Look, there's a really loud noise.
All right, looks like we're having a little bit of technical difficulties. We'll try to get Leanne back on in a few minutes.
When the president gives the order, it must be followed.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, it was a little over 6 years ago that Leanne McAdoo and Darren McGreen put together that piece you just saw. She's back with us, former InfoWars reporter, a great journalism graduate from the University of Texas, and she's here with us. We have been through quite the saga. It's got to be 8, 9 years plus I've known her, and she's here with us in studio to talk about all the big issues, all the craziness. Well, Trump got in. We didn't have the war. Now the Democrats are back in. They're pushing for the war. Republicans are involved in it. All the vaccine news is coming out and being confirmed. How crazy is it, Leanne, to have been here many, many years ago when we were still kind of underground, and now it's almost passe? I mean, Elon Musk says, what conspiracy theory has it turned out to be true?
Right, exactly. It's not a theory if it's actually a fact. It's then a conspiracy. So I think we were kind of in the thick of it, and you've been for quite some time, where, you know, it was a bad word to be called a conspiracy theorist, and now everything we've been saying is all coming true and mainstream, and people can see it with their own eyes. And even the people who were so strong on getting their 15th COVID booster were finally starting to come around. Now that they're admitting they're not even effective.
You're not just a politically smart lady. Gut level, spiritually, you're smart. What does your instincts tell you about the danger level, where we are? Are we going to have full-blown nuclear war? We're already in a war with Russia. What is Big Pharma going to do? Is their own executives get caught on tape bragging, yeah, we made the viruses, we released them, we're using it for control? I mean, it just seems like they're exposing themselves, but they think they're protected.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, I sort of straddle, you know, looking at things from a more spiritual place, and so recognizing that this is absolutely foretold and we are living in these crazy times, and it is going to get crazier. I do believe it really is, but it's by design. It's all been foretold, and we have to have faith, and we have to, you know, remain kind of holy people who have faith and trust, and you know, we have been enlightened. There's a reason why we have received, you know, wisdom and are able to kind of share this with other people, right? So there's a reason why we have to kind of hold steadfast in our knowing, our faith, our truth, and hope. I mean, hope is the one thing that will shine in the darkness. But I do think it is going to get a lot darker, you know, which is why we're kind of being asked to step up even more to, like, be in a place of light and the truth, bringing the truth and the wisdom to people, because it's really trying to be stolen from us, occulted in such an incredible way, like mass psychosis because of all the disinformation that's out there. So more than ever, people need the truth and hope.
I mean, I agree with you. The establishment knows that their phase is coming to an end, and we're entering a new cycle, and they're trying to pre-position for control in the future because they're scared and they're endangering everything out of their fear of losing control. Mm-hmm. And there's got to be some way. But we see the whistleblowers. We see the exposés. We see everything they do turning to crap, mm-hmm. but they just double down. So we're in that paradox right now.
Right. And it's like eventually all of the truth is going to come out. Everyone's going to be exposed. You know, they'll soon begin eating their own. And eventually there's nowhere for anyone to hide. Right now they're just sort of shining a light on this person or that person, you know, who's in opposition that they can take out. What company can we expose so that they'll fall and crumble and take people's confidence out of crypto and things like that. So right now it's just they're dismantling and only allowing the truth to shine on the certain companies that are opposition. But eventually it's like, who's left? Okay, well, now we have to start taking out people who are even seen as our allies. Eventually, you know, there's kind of like a double-sided sword here with technology. How it's all rolling out is eventually it's just you can't hide. The truth is going to be easily hacked into, if anything. You're going to be exposed.
I agree with you. What's your political view on this war accelerating into open war with Russia right now?
I mean, it's just incredible to watch, and it's incredible to... In fact, I try not to watch it because it just hurts me, and it energetically, it like hurts my body, because we know what's going on and we see it, and it's like, oh boy, the omnibus, it's out of control. You know, this is terrible. It's, you know, 15,000 pages and 6 feet tall, and it's great. We shouldn't vote on this. And then they do. And it's like, oh, why is spending out of control? Gee, I wonder, should we send more bombs and missiles and all the new technology we get to use now in the war in Ukraine? It's like people are oblivious, and so many people signed on, and they changed their social media to the blue and yellow flag, and they're like, yeah, we support it. You should go in and send.
That's another thing. Since when do you get the left to – how do they get the left to fully pledge themselves to be the war party?
And it does not have to go through Congress for a vote, because all the people are like, yeah, do it. Bomb them. You know, it's just like that's how they get things.
Sean Penn's like, let's have a nuclear war. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, how dare you Nazis be against nuclear war? How dare you racist?
Right. You don't want to bomb people. You know, it's just and then just the insane debt here and like the massive homeless population that's everywhere now. I mean, it's starting to even trickle down into where I'm from, my neighborhood, you know, where it is, you know, pretty Republican there, and there aren't a lot of like programs like that, but people are trying to kind of make it more like it is in Austin, where it's like all left people sitting making the rules, and then they want to be so helpful by letting them do whatever they want, sleep on the streets. But that's not helping people get ahead in life. That's not helping them find a home or, you know, by just allowing them, you know, giving them needles and drugs and free access.
It's normalizing the collapse.
It's normalizing it. And so I think a lot of people are starting to see that there's a, you know, a bit of a sickness and a mass psychosis. And so those of us who aren't hypnotized in this, like, mass hypnosis of it all, we really do have to turn things off at a certain point and get back into our hearts with our discernment, because we all do kind of contain that spirit within us, that Holy Spirit, if you want, that will, it has the answers, you know? And so a lot of people just can't even hear that voice anymore because we're so bombarded with noise and...
Well, you just said it. That's the AI's plan, is to cut us off from our spirit, our instincts, our common sense.
Absolutely. And it's, it can't. I just don't think it'll win. But, you know, I think even when people do start plugging in the brain chips and stuff, there is going to be a time of...
Well, I want to ask you a laundry list of questions. What do you think of Elon Musk? What do you think of all the Twitter files? What do you think of what's happening with the poison shots? All that and more. And we're going to get you a headset, too, an earpiece, because Leanne McAdoo's here. We're going to take some calls as well. And she promises, while she's visiting Texas in the next month, to come back again. And she's a hypnotist, too. She's going to hypnotize me.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Original OGs here at InfoWars popping in and visiting us today. She's in Texas for the next few weeks. I hope she comes back again. But, Leanne, I could ask you a million questions. We got some calls coming up. But what else are you focused on? I mean, are you optimistic about the future? They did the lockdowns, they did the poison shots. That's all coming out everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, are you optimistic?
Oh, gosh. Well, yes and no. I choose to have an optimistic point of view on things, and I sort of like a shift in perspective of like being prepared versus, you know, surviving kind of mentality, where it's like, okay, there's food shortages or this is happening. Well, let's grow a garden. Let's get some chickens. You know, the price of eggs are out of control. Well, guess what? We already got some chickens and started. We're prepared. We're not, we don't have this mentality of like, you know, I'm going to die and everything's going to hell, even though it might be. But I feel like it's a...
You're saying don't be a victim. Right?
Exactly.
Take it as a challenge.
Be prepared. And there's nothing to worry about when you've already got your well dug out in your yard and you're good. And I know some people, that's not possible for them. So I don't want to sound like a, you know, I'm saying impossible things. But if they're...
Not everybody's got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive like Leanne McAdoo.
Property and a water well. You know, I get it. But in whatever way that you can be prepared, even if it's just, you know, making sure you have extra dry goods so when the store runs out of everything, you're prepared.
And stop feeling like you're secure because you're not being a victim, you're an overcomer.
Yeah, and also just know that we are living in times that have been foretold. There is, you know, people are talking about the Pluto return and stuff. You know, we haven't seen it since 1776. I mean, this is...
Explain that. It's true. And even people don't believe in this. The elites are obsessed with astrology and astronomy.
Astrology is absolutely 100% controlling things behind the scenes. Astrotheology...
Hitler ran the whole war off that.
Absolutely. And so... But they, of course, took it away from the masses because they did not want us to understand or have access. They wanted to only control the energies that are, you know, in the air. And so this is kind of a time where chaos happens, and it is the breaking down of the old world. It's shifting from Pisces into Aquarius, which is just, you know, where we're moving in location to the sky. But it's energetically, it's like one, the old world is dying, and then there's the new world order. And so the old world...
And that's why they call it the new world order, because they're really the old world order.
It truly is a new world that we are moving into on the horizon. And so it's kind of like, okay, well, everyone's, you know, maybe shifting away from religion or whatever. How can we destroy that mindset, but then move people into a new god? And so what's the new god going to be? Is it going to be AI? Are they going to fake an alien invasion and everyone thinks they're god? Or is the government going to finally get its wish and be god? You know, people are begging.
So it's the establishment trying to position itself on top.
Always. They're prepared. They know the shift is coming. They know there's this big energetic thing. Very similar to when 2020 was coming around and it was like 50-year anniversary of like, you know, the 60s and all the riots and all the things going on. It's like, that was why I moved away from Austin, because I knew, I was like, I don't want to be here when that energy percolates. Because
that's what you told me when you left. People said, why Leanne Lee? Why don't you? You said, I can't handle the energy here. And I meant to cover the CNN article. It was also in like Science Journal, but They've confirmed that the center core of the Earth has stopped spinning, and I meant to cover that, like the core of the Earth stopped spinning. Go ahead and look that up. Mm-hmm. And that means the pole shift's imminent.
Right. And this is just natural. It happens, you know, but we just so happen to be alive at this really intense time.
And what's that going to do with the satellites and all the rest of it? Are lined up? There it is. Earth's core has stopped and may be reversing direction, study says.
Mm-hmm.
And whether that's true or not, they know that they've been recording over 100 years. the magnetic field and the poles of the Earth have moved thousands of miles.
Right, of course, which is why...
And it's speeding up.
Solar flares and like electromagnetic...
So the Earth might change course and suddenly the U.S. is in Antarctica or
It'll shift about, I think, 15 degrees is what they say. And that's why the pole star isn't exactly lined up with the North Pole anymore or, you know, the pyramid. Things aren't just off just a bit because we move, you know, and the poles shift.
But the ancients knew to line stuff up with that.
Absolutely. Yeah, and it's, you know, it's, I'm not saying, oh, it's no big deal, you know, cataclysm, it's another, I mean, but can we do anything about it?
But we know these cataclysms come.
Right.
And everything Plato wrote was nonfiction, and they found like 95% of it's been confirmed. Like cities, he said, were here, and they didn't believe they'd find them there.
Mm-hmm.
He said like thousands of years before, Atlantis blew up in the Atlantic Ocean.
Mm-hmm.
They had an energy source that was free. It blew up. Mm-hmm. The Earth basically shifted where it was at. I mean, like that's what's happening.
And Alex, that's the kind of stuff that has really captured my attention. I've always been super into that stuff. But of course, you know, you kind of come and go with the things that you're intrigued with. But I'm getting back into more of the occulted information that's out there that we our hidden history and things that we...
And it's not what occulted means. It's not the occult. Occult means hidden.
Hidden.
What's
right.
Hidden? Occulted means hidden.
Right. It just... Occulted means that it's hidden. You know, like the moon is occulted when it's a new moon. It's just... It's hidden in darkness, kind of. And so it's just information that you don't have access to unless you know the password. You know what to say. You make it to the next level. Or, you know, it used to be when we would surf the web, you could go down all sorts of rabbit holes. But now, because Google and, you know, they kind of own that highway, they don't allow you to access those certain off-roads. And so you can't even gain access to a lot of those rabbit holes, if you will, on that information, unless you know where to look, how to look, what, you know, words to use. And, you know, that's why I thought it was really interesting when Matt Drudge came to the studio years ago and told us all to get out of these internet ghettos. Because that's what they
said. They told me he'd met with Clarence Thomas, and Clarence told him, well, in 5-6 years, it's all over. He'd been told they're getting rid of free speech. Mm-hmm. You saw the deputy head of the EU, unelected last week, say at Davos, oh, we're about to ban American speech. And they had U.S. congressmen on the stage agreeing.
Yeah.
Did you see that clip where they go, yeah, we're about
dangerous.
It's crazy.
Yeah. We can't let people be free thinkers. And, of course, you know, going with, again, the occulted knowledge, but it's on words and the meaning of words and even government, you know, which is like steer the mind. So that's what they believe their job is, to sort of steer the minds of their subjects.
But they're not steering us in a good way. Why would a true elite want to dumb people down? If they're such elites, they should try to empower us.
Well, then we would realize that we're sovereign beings and we don't need dweebs controlling us and telling us what to do. The most sickest, disgusting, slovenly people coming out as like our health patrol, you know, and you're like, I would never take a single shred of advice from you. You look like you're dead.
What is it about the health officials around the world? They all look like dead zombies.
Yeah. And they don't, you know, they're like, I've gotten 57 vaccines and nothing happened to me. You know, and you're just like... Okay.
They can barely walk or talk.
Yeah, and they're like drooling in their brains, and you know, it's just they're very unhealthy people.
And they pass out on TV routinely, like, I'm brave. Oh,
I'm getting the shot. It's fine. Ugh. You know, just like pass out on camera. But then it's like the cognitive dissonance. It's like, oh no, she just didn't have enough to eat. That's why she passed out. It couldn't have been that vaccine.
But the insurance actuaries show mass death.
Oh, you know, I spoke.
Yeah, there's the health minister. We're not being mean, but come on, folks.
It's just, you know, you will know them by their fruits, right? And it's just, if anyone has just like a shred of discernment, you kind of go, huh, you know, maybe I'm not going to eat the same exact thing as what you're suggesting because you look kind of ill, you know?
Incredible. Leanne McAdoo. I don't know, that one up in the top left-hand corner, I'm going to date her. That's Jabba the Hutt's wife.
Yeah. She likes Belgian waffles and chocolate.
Well, I'm not perfect, but God, I look a lot better. That woman, the woman in the lower right-hand corner, could star in the next zombie movie.
Yeah.
Brains! All right, your phone calls are coming up. We'll get into so much more. Leanne McAdoo, amazing.
In early 2022, InfoWars launched a very important fundraiser that kept us on air. Your support of that fundraiser is the reason we are still here today fighting the globalist and having incredibly successful results. So I thank you for your past support. Now, that was a 3-coin series, the founding member coin. The final coin that we're putting out for a long time is the Teddy Roosevelt Man in the Arena coin, exclusively available at 1776coin.com. There are only a few thousand of the coins left. And yes, there's a markup on the coins because that's why it's a fundraiser. And the coin is a collector's item memento of your support during the Second American Revolution. So if you want to get one of these coins, they're going fast, and you can get $30 off on the coin with promo code 1776 at 1776coin.com. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And the colors of the sea.
Well, the great Leanne Maggett is with us. She's going to be popping in on the War Room today as well, and she's going to come back and see us very, very soon. Leanne, it's so great to have you here. I want to go to some phone calls. I want to take calls on this whole situation with Biden saying he sent tanks to World War III. Now he's sending tanks. But before we go to calls, other big issues that are on your radar.
You know, I wanted to come today as well and just kind of show people what it's like coming from a free state where we haven't been masked up for years.
Florida.
And people are actually like standing up against all the tyranny and to just, you know, see how powerful a governor can be who can stand up against you know, federal government and just say that's not right. The only thing that sort of frightens me is that, of course, there's been a mass exodus of people from New York and California and stuff moving to Texas and Florida. So it'll be interesting to see where things go from there. But, I think it's very interesting that I had spoken with someone years ago who was very involved with, like, the medical community. He creates medical devices and stuff. And so he had kind of a backdoor information on the COVID vaccine. And he was always very outspoken against it. And he sort of told me it'll be about 10 years. Like, you're going to totally stop hearing about COVID. And then maybe 10 years it might come back around where people start admitting that it was, that there were some issues and they knew about it all along. But I think it's really wonderful that that's coming out now, like much sooner.
Oh, the globalists admit they're in panic. This is hurting them.
Yeah. And so there's still people where it's fresh in their minds that their father died or their mother died or their sister died or their kids, their young kids. And that was the other thing he told me, is that within that 10 years, what they're going to try and do is normalize, and they'll put it in people's brains of like, oh, dementia and Alzheimer's.
Little kids have heart attacks now. It's normal.
Very young people are getting Alzheimer's now. It's sort of strange. Oh, heart attacks. Who, you know, perfectly healthy 18-year-olds having heart attacks. This is... And they actually did have an article about it, and they tried to name it something new, like if it's just this random new thing that's come about. And so how evil do you have to be a reporter or a journalist or a news editor that's like, we're going to run with that angle, you know, tell the story this way. We need to protect everyone who was kind of involved in this.
Well, that's why they did it, was to see who they could corrupt and who will go along with the next big attack.
Right.
And that's really the key. Carlos in Canada, you're on the air with Leanne McAdoo on the Alex Jones Show. Carlos, thanks for holding her on the air.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you, Leanne. Just basically, my analysis is straightforward. If you look at a map of Ukraine, you find that at the stage that we're at right now, there's a fork on the road. We can go World War III, in which case, well, there's nothing to say. The next war, as Einstein said, will begin with sticks and stones. Or we can look at the Russian solution. The Russian solution was triggered in November 2021 when Zelensky threatened to go nuclear in its arsenal in Ukraine. At that point, 3 months later, the special military operation was launched. What we have now is a situation where if you look at the map of Ukraine, from the north Kharkiv area to the south of Odessa, there's a river that runs from the north to the south. It's called the Dnieper River. The right, the left bank of it, which is the eastern side of it, to the Russian border, and is essentially Russian population, pro-Russia desire. The north, the Kharkiv area, has said they want to have a referendum to join Russia. And all the way to Odessa, the people will go in favor of Russia.
So we know Putin wants a little bit of Ukraine that's almost completely Russian and been part of Russia forever until Lenin gave it over to the Ukrainians. And he wants a guarantee that they will not join NATO, which Henry Kissinger now says they want to do. So the fork on the road, we're going towards nuclear war.
Hmm.
The fork on the road is that people don't understand. First of all, once Russia has the buffer zone with the river, you have to cross tanks across the river. It's going to be a little hard if there are no bridges. And if there's a no-fly zone over that area and there's no electricity or whatever, or people, it's going to be the buffer zone that Russia will want to have. I think that's the Russian solution. They don't want to take over 40 million Ukrainians that are not friendly, okay? So it's not going to happen. So as far as I'm concerned, the Russian solution ends because once that happens, NATO can pound sand because they're going to have to go to the next level, which is to trigger some sort of assault on
Russia.
And
that's why the entire NATO force in those towns in that area have been trying to keep the Russians from taking those areas. Who would you say is winning the war right now?
Robert Barnes hit on it perfectly well. He didn't quite say it, but the moment that Soledar has fallen, that's triggered a reaction in the West. As soon as Bakhmut falls, this game over. It's bye-bye. Because at that stage, the service roads and the supply lines and all that are all gone. And that means that the eastern part of the Dnieper River is Russian territory, which is the point I'm making. So that's the Russian solution.
Now, I don't don't think the West can get all those tanks and troops in place by the time the Russians complete those operations.
So my end point is this. People must understand, you warriors in the sofas sitting there thinking it's a video game. It isn't. Think about something that President Putin has not said to you. Nuclear policy of Russia is yes to use nuclear power only at the last moment when the security of Russia is going to be gone. But the second point which people must understand is that all the nuclear targets will be fired simultaneously. There will only be one pressing of one button. It's simultaneous.
Total commitment.
That is all. That's the end of it.
Thank you for the call. Leanne, that's where we're at. Mm-hmm. We're trying to. Why would they push Russia into this?
Well, the thing that it just reminds me is when we were reporting on it back in 2015 when they had the coup in Ukraine. And, the name's escaping me right now, but she was caught on the hot mic talking about how they needed to work with the neo-Nazis in Ukraine.
Victoria Nuland.
Victoria Nuland to, like, take out their president and put in the U.S.-appointed comedian Zelensky, right? And so imagine if Hillary Clinton had gotten elected. That was their plan all along, pushing all of this mass chaos. And Obama, his like message leaving the presidency was essentially telling America, we're not going to be a superpower anymore, that we're never going to have jobs again. Everyone just needs to get used to this. This is the end. It's all going south. And that was the messaging that they were kind of leaving us with, to where if Hillary Clinton would have gotten in, all of this would have been fast forwarded. And so then, of course, Trump came in. He was able to stall everything, prove that, in fact, we could regain jobs and pull everything back to the U.S. and take some of the power away from China, and, you know, sound the warning bell on everything that was happening with giving them all of our power and control, you know, just because it's cheaper to do business there. But, you know, this was all planned. This was all in the works, this whole the whole starting the war with Russia and Ukraine. Like, there's a reason why Joe Biden's son, while in the middle of the coup is happening in 2015, Hunter and then a few other people, I don't want to say Nancy Pelosi and Care.
It's her family.
It's like they all of a sudden
became Mitt Romney's son.
Yeah, experts in oil and gas, and so now they're over in Ukraine. What? Huh? I'm sorry. How did that happen? But of course,
they started the fight with Russia, and I wish. I wish Putin wouldn't have invaded, because I guess they'd move troops against the Russian border, but then they wouldn't have any claims to this war. But it doesn't matter. Russia's committed now.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're constantly saying, don't worry, we're not going to move closer to you, and we're not going to set up bases all around your border, we won't do it. But in fact, we actually are. You know, it's like, who's lying? You know, and watch who's lying, who's provoking, who's prodding, and then going, oh, gosh, I don't know why he got so upset. Now I got to send some tanks over there. Now we just have to start World War III. It's like when someone's, I'm not touching you, and they're, you know, they're just poking at you.
Well, that's my next question when we come back and take more calls is, you have Biden 10 months ago saying we can't send armored vehicles, we can't send tanks, that's World War III. And now he's like, we're sending tanks. Mm-hmm. What changed with Biden and Henry Kissinger in the last few months where they're suddenly war, let's get it going? Leanne McAdoo is our guest. More phone calls straight ahead. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's News Today will give you Leanne's Twitter account when we come back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
She's on the War Room at 3 p.m. Central. The fourth hour is coming up with a great guest host. I want to jam in some more calls. Before we go to these calls, Leanne, what else is on your radar?
Well, you know, you just asked me before the break about Twitter and social media and everything, which I have completely tapped out of for the time being. I feel like it's really evil.
So your Twitter's dormant.
Yeah. I mean,
well, maybe you'll tell folks conspiracyfact.info that you're going to go live on air with Owen, and that's a link they don't censor.
Yeah, and you know what? Honestly, I don't even know if people can see my tweets anymore. After they took you off and banned everyone, they also stopped my account, but I think I had already gone to Florida then, so they couldn't really tell if I was still working here. And they stopped me from being able to – they took 100,000 followers away, and they've – on all my accounts, even though I get new followers, it never shows. It just stays right there. And so I don't know if people can see my tweets. Like I, and for me, I'm just like – I don't want any part of that. I'm not going to...
No, no, I agree with you. But it's a paradox. Even though they're censoring, I get it. Still, whoever you can reach, use it because they hate
it. Yeah, and I agree, and I will. But I just, I feel like energetically...
Maybe you should file with Elon and say, hey, take the shadow ban off.
Yeah.
What is your view of Elon?
Apparently, Elon is setting up base in Sarasota. So, I might see him. Who knows? He's, like, opening up a Tesla thing and... You know, down the street, apparently he has a big, huge house. on the island where my mom lives. So, you know, he.
Funny, everybody's moving there.
I know, and it. I love it.
It's weird.
I love it, but I also am like.
I go down there and hang out with certain talk show hosts that are well known on Fox News. He lives right around there.
Just please, please, if you do come and visit, please don't litter. Please take your trash off the beach. My God, I don't know how people can go to such gorgeous nature and then leave their trash.
I think the west coast of Florida is way better than the east coast.
Absolutely. It is, and I hate it that people have finally figured that out. I liked it better when they thought everyone was just like crazy meth heads that like eat people. You know, remember that zombie virus?
No, I get more love than anywhere in Florida.
Oh,
right there in Siesta Key.
I feel so safe. You know, you can actually ride around with a Trump sticker on your car. No one's going to bash your windows in. You know, it's a beautiful, beautiful place. A lot of conscious people. But it's also, you know, it's always been kind of a place where very powerful people, you know, it has ties to 9/11. I mean, that's where George W. Bush was on 9/11 reading his little book upside down to the kids. So, you know, it's one of those places.
The little goat story?
Where it's magical and it's also, you know, there's also some other things.
Some other energy going on there. Let's go to, I don't want to say this name wrong. How do you?
Obadiah?
Obadiah in Vegas. You're on the air with Leanne McAdoo.
Yes. First of all, I want to get clear that this is my own theory, but I haven't caught COVID-19, but I stay up on my iron. I think that COVID-19 is not a respiratory illness. I think it's targeting people's iron deficiency because most people are deficient in iron, which is responsible for transporting all the minerals throughout the body and oxygen via the blood. So it would mimic a respiratory illness. And the two herbals that I take on a daily basis are in that Dr. McCullough's, that Vanderwaters or whatever he said his best selling supplement that was helping people the most is Irish moss and dandelion. Mm-hmm. And both of those are super high in iron phosphate. But I wanted to also say that they're in March 18th of 2014 in the Times of Israel. They had a article that says leaked report. Israel acknowledges Jews, in fact, Khazars' secret plan for reverse migration to Ukraine. And until the debacle happened with the Russia-Ukraine nonsense, the editor's note wasn't pinned up there until then. So for 8 years, it wasn't there.
Well, for those who don't know, Stalin had a plan to relocate Jews to a homeland of Siberia. They also looked at Ukraine, but they decided on Israel at the end of World War II. So that's mainline history, what you're talking about. So, but what's the point of that?
Well, do you think that that's possibly why what's going on? I mean, Zelensky says that he wants Ukraine to be bigger Israel. And in September 18th of 2012, Henry Kissinger said that there would be, in 10 years, there would be no more Israel.
I don't know. We'll have to look at it. Thanks for the call. Let's talk to Simon in Florida, the great free state where Leanne hails from. Go ahead, Simon.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Love you.
Yes, sir.
Wanted to talk to you about this article, MIT article from 2013, controlling genes with light. The basics of the article, you read down through it, it says that they figured out how to cause a protein to release mRNA that could turn off any of your genes just by using light. Now we know, you know, LEDs are used everywhere, your TV, your phone, your computer, street lights. And what's also concerning about that is the recombinant DNA that's in there. Because, you know, Revelation 9:6 talks about how man will pray to die and death will flee from them. And we see a lot of predictive programming with zombie TV shows and movies. I just wanted to see what you thought about that.
I mean, I know that they 15 years ago said they were practicing with LED lights that could interface with your computers. You don't even know that it's happening. So, yeah, light's a huge thing. So we get up in the morning, we go to sleep at night. Even if you're in a blacked out room, you wake up when the sun comes up.
Mm-hmm. Right. All sorts of laser technologies and things that we can't even see the light spectrum. We only see just a small part of the light spectrum, but there's all of these different layers of it that are, you know, devices, microwaves and lasers and weaponry and things we don't even know. So we don't even know what's out there. There was actually just a study that they were healing brain cancers using sound frequency. So now there's, you know, they can get in there with a laser and like do a super high pitched noise. And so on the one hand, you can look at it like it's scary because they are actually learning about a lot of technology. But on the other, there is this potential for really wonderful things to happen.
Well, I agree. That's why they want total control now. They want to keep the good stuff for themselves.
Yeah.
Now that we unlocked the secrets of the universe. Anything else, Simon?
Yeah, the graphene. So the graphene in the vaccines, now it's known. You can look up. There's plenty of articles that talk about how it's going to be the next new semiconductor. And it's going to be controlled by, get this, not 5G, 6G. The 6G frequency.
No, I've seen the articles, and you got people that take the Pfizer and Moderna shots, literally picks up the magnets, all that. That's really going on.
Hmm.
So it's all a giant medical experiment. We're all guinea pigs. Oh. Did you see Benjamin Netanyahu? I know you're dialed out. I admire the fact you kind of dialed out of it, but he said a month ago on Jordan Peterson, he said, oh, yeah, Israel's all guinea pigs now. We're just going to test drugs on them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's why they were so excited about having such a mass amount of people who were going to take this test vaccine, because it gave them, you know, a larger kind of a case study. And everyone that signed up for it, my sister had to sign like a 40-page document saying that she knew that this was an experimental, and if anything happens, nobody could be sued. And, you know,
that's because she's a nurse.
Mm-hmm. And she, you know, she oversees a lot of nurses. And so she kind of took one for the team, so to speak, because she can't very well be like, well, it's safe and effective. You guys take it. Not me.
Anything happened to her?
No, thank God, but she didn't get any of the boosters.
We know the secret. Above 87 degrees, it goes bad. So a lot of the good nurses, they don't just give people a saline shot that someone's been arrested for that deserve medals. They just go, oh, we're going to leave it out here for a couple days and let it get up to above 80 degrees.
Well, and I also think, you know, don't quote me on this, but my sister, she went to school with one of the places where they were actually working on a vaccine, and they had been working, and it's not the one with the mRNA. So she got the different version.
Oh, she got a J&J.
And it was through a facility that she actually had, you know, she knew the people.
Sure, different. Absolutely. I mean, we're not saying vaccine isn't real technology either.
Yeah.
In fact, it came on the news like 20 years ago that a powerful elite get, quote, clean vaccines. Thank you, Simon. Sure. Leanne, let's do 5 more minutes, then you get a break for an hour, and you're on with Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. Central. Leanne, you got to come back and see us more often.
I know. This is fun. I'm glad to be back.
What brings you to Texas?
Family. Family, and also, I'm wanting to speak to some people. You guys are my friends, and so I do have a lot of ideas and projects in the works, and this is where it's kind of this is where all the energy is.
Well, I'm going to start a podcast soon again, and so you've got a degree in hypnotism now, so I'm going to let you hypnotize me.
Yes, and I want to. I am not a stage hypnotist, so it's not for.
Are you like Ka from the Jungle
Book?
Fun,
you know. I probably can make you bark like a puppy, though, because you are trans animal, and you did come out as trans animal many years ago.
That's right. So
there is a part of you that
they recycled that like 8-year-old video, like it was serious. Like Jones has gone insane. He thinks he's a dog.
See, look, I didn't even have to use my.
I'm ready. I'm going to let you hypnotize me. Anyways, now there you are, Leanne. Oh my goodness. All right, hour number 4. Guest host coming up. A few more phone calls. Hello, everybody. It's so exciting to have Leanne McAdoo back, an original member of the InfoWars team. And you look younger after all these years. I guess the.
Hey, a little Florida sunshine and stress free living.
Sounds good to me. Watch out. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.